Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Heartland rock and roll there. Mr. John Mellencamp bringing us back. A little Hoosier music. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Wardlow is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 9 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the author of Built to Sell, also The Automatic Customer. And folks, when John talks to us about building a business and then divesting, capitalizing the growth and then divesting of it, he's been there, done that successfully. So when John speaks, I listen. John, thanks again for being here. And the new website for you is valuebuildersystem.com, right?
That's right, Jim.
So check that out. John, when small businesses are trying to capitalize their growth, of course, as you know, the way the economy's been going and in the last several years, when I poll small business owners, when I report on other polls, most small businesses are not really growing that much, and which is sad to say. But I recommend that the default way to grow your business, besides retaining equity, between retaining earnings, is with a bank. I'd rather borrow the money from a bank and pay them back. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's going to be your cheapest form of capital, right? So you think about the capital ladder and you think if you can borrow money, you don't have to give up any equity. And right now, in particular, you're getting interest rates at historical
exactly.
lows. So it's a tremendous deal for and, the other thing, I think, Jim, that folks don't realize is that in a lot of cases, small businesses can grow through acquisition. And mm-hmm. it's something that a lot of people think, that's something for big companies. But we've seen examples where a $2 or $3 million company will go and buy a $600,000 or $700,000 company.
Right, consolidation as a way, especially as a way to get into another market.
You're right. You're right.
You got customers coming the door. You don't have to. You've taken out a competitor. You've got a phone number that people are used to, and it's that's something you can borrow money on too.
You bet. I interviewed a guy named John Ratliff. He started a company called Apple Tree Answers in the answering service business. He bought businesses using 80% bank financing for 3x EBITDA.
Right.
He did that over a 10-year period, built 26 different companies, stitched them all together.
We've talked about this many times on the show, but remind them what EBITDA is.
Pre-tax profit is a way to think about it, although it's not identical. It's earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. But it's a little bit like your pre-tax profit for most companies.
It's next to the bottom. It's next. Just think of it as next to the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, right, before you pay Uncle Sam. So he was buying companies for 3x, and he bought 26 different companies and then went on to sell the collection of companies because it was much larger and growing at 9x.
Wow.
And keep in mind, he didn't have to give up any equity in his business to do that because,
all.
To your point, he was yeah. using debt financing.
Yeah, what a great strategy, and I bet you couldn't even begin to talk to him about bringing in investors and something like that.
Well, no, but he was using again debt in each case and he used something called a vendor take back, which is also another piece. So, what that means is when you sell a company, oftentimes the buyer asks you to finance a little bit of the sale.
Right.
Take some of your money instead of upfront in the form of little payments over a period
mm-hmm.
of time. So essentially, you're in a way financing the buyer of your company. And so the way Ratliff did it was he said, "Okay, I'm going to get a bank to finance 80%, and then I'm going to get the old owner, the selling
mm-hmm.
owner, to finance 20%." So Ratliff added, he didn't put a single dime into any.
And one of the ways you get them to do that is you give them a little bit, if you give them a little bit more than they thought that they were going to get for it, but get them to stay on and help you run the business. That's one of the ways a seller can maximize their value is if they agree to stay on, not compete, and also stay on and help run the business.
Right, and that comes in two forms. One, a vendor take back when they're literally financing the owner, the new owner, And in the event the new owner messes up the business and it goes sideways and he or she is unable to pay, then the old owner gets their business back, which oftentimes they don't want. So they're motivated to make the new owner successful. The other form is called an earnout, where the buyer puts a set of goals out there in front of you, usually tied to profit or revenue, and they say, hey, if you hit these goals, we're going to give you an extra chunk of money in 2 or 3 years' time.
Well, and the goals are what the seller has maintained to the buyer that he thinks the business can do, and then you say, well, hey, if you feel that strong about it, how about earning it out, and I'll pay you for that.
Right. And, of course, you know, for an entrepreneur, the earnout is the enemy. You want as much of your money up front, and you want to transfer all the risk of owning your business into the hands of the new owner, and the new owner wants to do exactly the opposite, right? They want to have all the risk in your hands still. And so where a deal gets done is somewhere in the middle. But as the entrepreneur, if I was advising an entrepreneur, it would be get as much money up front as you can and minimize your earnout. It is a way that buyers will use to try to bridge the gap.
Yeah, and you have to make a decision, okay, if I'm going to get 2x EBITDA and get all my money now, could I get 4x if I earn it out over the next 3 years?
Exactly.
That kind of
thing.
Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to.
ValueBuilderSystem.com is the website. The Automatic Customer is one book. Built to Sell is the other book. Hey, John, great job today. I'm glad you're back in the saddle. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
John Warrilow, ladies and gentlemen. Warrilow. How do you spell his last name? Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
There's a light at the end of a tunnel. I see it burning bright.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.